on this episode of Counting Cards.
Man, I love this one, Danny.
This is kind of you, to be honest with you.
It's got me written all over it.
59, right?
That's right.
Would you take 2,500?
I feel like I could get that much at the scrapyard for it.
But I want to challenge each department to build something out of this cluttered stacking up all over the place.
You know how long it took us to get all the departments to like each other?
Now we got
to
stir that up. Oh, look what we got down here. Now that's cool.
Oh, it's a Merc.
Yeah, it's a Merc. Not something you find every day, bro.
Do we even dare go in or what?
I'm going to do it, man. I'm just going to do it. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
This is exciting, man. We never get to hang out.
No, just do a little shopping. Usually when I go out cruising for cars, I bring Kevin along with me. But today I'm in the mood to buy, so I don't really want to hear him yammering about overhead, payroll, electric bills. So I brought my boy Ryan with me. We're going to go out and see what we can't find. I'd like to find something that we can do up and sell. Of course, I'm always looking for that Mako Shark Corvette.
I'm looking for that chunk of gold in my backyard still, too.
That one's a little bit older, that El Camino on the right. Oh, dude, now here we go, here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Yahtzee. Looks like a 59.
Dude,
panels. You never see panels. We gotta look at that.
We do. Here's the key, man. Coming to somebody's house, just making sure we don't make them angry.
Someone's not gonna come out with a shotgun, are they?
Well, you know, it's all in the approach.
Man, I love this one, Danny.
This is kind of you, to be honest with you.
It's got me written all over it.
This thing looks nice, bro. But, dude, what's up with all the bullet holes, man?
I'm going to let you knock on the door.
Thanks, man. I forgot to wear my vest today.
You can get the barrel in your face.
Let's try this out.
Don't stand behind me.
Hey, how you doing? I don't mean to interrupt you, brother, man. We're car guys. We were just cruising the neighborhood, and we saw your truck sitting here. We couldn't help but stop and look. Well, I'm Danny.
Tate.
Tate? Nice to meet you. This is Ryan.
Ryan, nice to meet you, Tate.
This is something you don't see every day. 59, right? This is a cool ride. Trucks have evolved a lot over the years, and this 1959 Chevy Apache panel truck was the missing link of old-school charm and new-school power. The panel truck is a cargo van on a truck chassis, built for hauling supplies or what have you, with no windows in the back to break. This truck got you and your belongings where you needed to be with a touch of style. She's really cool. How long have you had her?
Like 5 years now. Been just kind of waiting to save some money to fix it up.
What's up with all the bullet holes?
Oh, it was like that when I got it.
Whew. It's a good thing, man. Do you mind if we look at her?
Go ahead.
I love it. You know, she looks like she's in reasonably good shape. Yeah, we got some rust issues here.
Yeah.
And there. I love these back doors. Look at that, man.
Mind if I open it up?
Go ahead, man.
There won't just be
never
a
mind the blood stains.
Don't mind the blood stains.
Wow.
Look at this, man. There's a ton of originality in this thing, man. I do have to ask you a question, brother. Would you consider selling a vehicle like this?
Hell, well, the girl has been complaining about it.
What would you take for it?
What do you guys say about $5,500?
I was thinking more about $2,500, to be honest with you.
$2,500?
Yeah, I mean, we got to do all new chrome, all the light bezels, all the jewelry on this thing has got to be all redone.
I think the lowest I'll even go on this would be like $4,000, so...
I'll go $3,000. That's $3,000 you didn't have a little bit earlier.
Let's just do it in the middle, $3,500.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. This car is going to take a whole lot of money, sweat, and tears to turn it into any kind of shape to sell. I mean, obviously, I want it, but I don't want to make any dumb decisions with the business's money. So I'm really not too sure about this one.
$3,500. That would be worth my while.
I just don't think I can throw out that much.
I'll make that $500 back for you, no problem.
No problem.
This is going to be kooky. This is going to be my next one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Over the top.
Absolutely. Guarantee so.
All right, brother man, if you'll go 35, I'll go 35 with you on this. We can do this right now, yep.
Well, I guess I'll go get the title then.
Let's do this. You're beautiful. Man, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tate. Yeah. I appreciate
you. You made him happy.
I liked it.
I love it. Man, I am so psyched we made a deal with a little nudge from Ryan. Just to make sure he earns it, I think I'll throw him an extra bone on this one. Because I love your enthusiasm on it. This project is yours. Full creative, inside and out.
All right.
I'm going to step out of the way. Do whatever you want to it.
I'm really excited Danny gave me the reins on this project. I just wonder if he's really going to let me do what I want to do, or if he's going to let me do what I want to do so long as it's what he wants. Either way, this baby is all me.
So I've been looking around my shop lately and I realized, man, this place is a mess. There is stuff everywhere. So I had Kevin gather up the troops because I got an idea on how we can get the shop clean and have a little fun along the way. How you cats doing? Everybody good? Yeah. All right. I've been wandering around the shop and I gotta say, there's a lot of good happening, so thank you everybody as a team. But I've also noticed something else. What happens in a busy shop? You get a little clutter here and there, you know what I'm saying? I've seen clutter just stacking up all over the place. So, I want to clean things up around the shop. Here's my thought, and I would ask you guys what you think about this, but I really don't care. I want to challenge each department to build something out of this stuff. I don't care what you build, it can be anything. And when it's all said and done, we're gonna auction off the items for a charity. Whoever's creation sells for the most money, I'm gonna bonus you guys something. So are we cool?
Yeah.
There's always been a competitive vibe between the departments. These guys are always talking smack. So I figured this is a win-win-win. Somebody gets bragging rights, we raise some money for a charity, and I get my shop cleaned up. Really get creative, man, and make us something cool.
There's no doubt we win in the competition. We're the best shop in the whole building. Us fab guys, we work like a well-oiled machine.
Did you say we have to actually build something?
Yeah.
We got the guy who punches numbers into a computer. And we got people that spray stuff on.
Don't underestimate me.
I'm liking this.
You're going down. Man, we got this. Fab Shop thinks all we can do is paint. We're going to show them we can do a lot more than that, and we always make it look good.
I'm liking the spirit of challenge.
You know how long it took us to get all the departments to like each other?
Now we got
to
stir that up.
Of course Mechanical's going to win this challenge. We're the brains of this operation. Everybody else around here is a bunch of Bondo flickers and finger painters.
Be safe and have fun with it.
This is a really beautiful car, and it's rare. I'm going to do it, man. I'm just going to do it. Just keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch nothing. I hear the doorbell. Oh,
here he is, sir.
Oh, he is?
How are you, sir? Come on, folks. Bring your cool cars out to the curb, please. Kevin's back at the shop organizing the cleanup contest that I started, so I figured I'd get out of the way and go out and do a little bit of shopping myself. I had such good luck last time with Ryan, we found that gorgeous panel truck. But he's a little bit busy right now making that thing beautiful, so I figured I'd take my main man, Shannon, out with me and see what we can't find together.
A couple old Fords there on the left.
They look cute, but not though enough.
I love them, but not what I'm looking for right now. There's an old Corvette there on the left. The back window says it's from the mid-70s, but he's put an 80 tail end on it. I love the car, but we would put more money into it than we could get out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look what we got down here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, that's cool. I'm guessing 47. Let's take a peek, man.
Sweet.
That's a good-looking ride, man.
Oh, it's a Mercury.
Yeah, it's a Merc. Not something you find every day, bro.
Nope.
I'm going to see if anybody's home. Just keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch nothing. He's got himself some cool stuff here, man.
He might be a night owl.
I hear the doorbell.
Oh, here he is, sir.
Oh, he is? How are you, sir? Sorry to interrupt you. I'm Danny Coker.
Stan.
Very nice to meet you, Stan. This is my brother, Shannon.
Is that a 46?
47.
You were right. 47. On the money.
That was my guess, was 47. She's beautiful.
It's a work in progress.
Sure. The Ford Motor Company launched the Mercury brand in 1938 as an alternative to both the economical Ford line and the high-end luxury Lincoln brand. Named for the speediest of the Roman gods, the Mercury was marketed as a mid-price car with high-performance appeal. Customers flocked to the 1947 Mercury for its top speed of 80 miles per hour and its badass chrome front grille. Decades later, this car is still sought after by customizers and hot rodders alike.
This is a really beautiful car, and it's rare.
351 Windsor?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It does sound good when it runs.
Okay.
Man, it's rare to find a Merc this old and in this good a condition. I don't know if Stan's going to want to part with this car, but I am not leaving until I at least give it a try. What would you take for this, man? Would you take 15 grand for it? No? 20? Would 20 get your attention? No. In cash. Undeclarable $100 bills. Stan. You know your negotiation's not going very well when your potential seller's vocabulary has been reduced to one word. No. 22,000.
I have a broken right arm.
You have a broken right arm. 23,000.
It's not for sale.
Nothing.
When they plant tulips over me. Come see your wife.
Man, it's too bad we're going home empty-handed, but Stan obviously loves his car. I think I could have offered him 10 times the amount. He still wouldn't have taken it.
After that, I don't know what else we can do, man. Anything else we look at this point is a disappointment.
Ryan, what are you doing?
To look like I'm doing.
Yeah, I really don't care, actually. I made something for myself, and I want your honest opinion. I made myself my own shift knobs. Seriously, Rock, don't just giggle at it.
That's hilarious, dude.
What are you doing? What is this?
It's the 59. Danny's got me working on the 59 panel truck. Since I'm the one that convinced him into buying it, he's giving me free rein on this baby.
You're putting flames on it? We don't need another flame vehicle.
It's getting more than just flames. Come on, man.
It's just a wicked design that goes up the whole panel.
This is gonna be what Danny likes meets what Ryan likes.
I know what Danny likes. It's just he never lets me do what I like on his stuff.
Dude, come on. We can't sell your Mike's stuff stays here. Looks great, draws attention. We can't get rid of it. How long have you been working around Danny? His taste, his style.
It's been a long time.
Let's find out what your Danny facts are.
I got this.
This is what I want to do with this. Purple candy over silver metal flakes. The whole thing. Mint green flames.
I like some green.
What would you think Danny, in his own mind, would want to do on the inside of this?
Flames are green, truck's purple. And do green interior.
Man, seriously?
Pearl white. Oh, well, you're talking about a whole different...
Whole different, exactly. So that the interior stands out all on its own, the paint stands out all on its own. If you would get this, I'd have so much less work to do.
Yeah, but then I'd be doing more work.
Doesn't make any sense, Ryan. On that note, I gotta get back to work. Go back to doing your thing.
No, I'm gonna help you with this.
There, you're included. Watch. Mike's got his own style of creativity, but this panel truck, this one's mine.
What do you think, little Mike?
No opinion? I like that better.
Good Lord, what is this?
World's deadliest party machine.
Rolly, bring that truck out!
I don't see how I'm ever gonna sell this truck to anybody. The shop departments are in a mad scramble to outdo each other, trying to make the coolest items out of junk that's been laying around the shop. And then we're going to auction these items off for charity. Meanwhile, I handed the reins of a 1959 Chevy panel truck project over to Ryan. Now, it's against my nature, but I've lived up to my half of the deal, and I've stayed completely out of his way, and I've let him do his thing. I know that Ryan has been going nuts customizing the heck out of this cool truck, and he tells me that it's done. So I cannot wait to see her, start figuring out a price on this baby, and start lining up a buyer. I am ready to see this baby, man.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm really excited because I know you got great vision, and I feel good. I know what's getting ready to come out is going to sell.
Guarantee so.
All right, I'm going to make money on this.
Rolly, bring that truck out!
Dude, you did that good.
Thank you.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, you like that?
I love this, man. This is beautiful. The color scheme is gorgeous, man.
I threw everything at it.
Tap me, Rolly. Man, she's gorgeous.
Danny made me captain of this ship,
so this is what I got.
Paint job on this thing, I had to go nuts. The candy overlays, metal flakes, ice pearls, pinstriping. I love this paint job. The interior was inspired by a true 60s customs culture. Everything back then was plush. I love this thing, top to bottom, inside and out.
Bro, this thing is bad.
Every piece of chrome on this truck, brand new or re-chrome. Brand new white tires.
Oh, love the big wide whites. Love
with
those caps. Love the spun rib caps, man.
Truck?
It's beautiful.
In the 60s era. Kept with the visor. Gets a nice perch on the roof. You know, keeps it nice and low.
That's nice, man.
Yeah.
It's
great.
It is.
This is a beautiful piece of work.
Yeah, and I noticed the big gold leaf counts customs.
Gold leaf counts customs.
Right, right.
Now you got to check out the interior. Everything 3-inch angel hair.
We didn't care no anymore.
I love the interior. It's absolutely, it's gorgeous. The shifter.
Yeah, I used a paint gun for the shift knob.
Paint gun shifter.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's great. I see just how hard you've worked on it, and it shows. This thing is stunning. But I'm supposed to sell this. And now what I have is a huge Counts Customs billboard on the side, a paint gun for a shifter. The whole object of the game here was we were picking this truck up, and we were going to fix it up.
Yep.
And we were going to sell it.
Yep.
And we were going to make some money. The customization on it is so personalized, I don't see how I'm ever going to sell this truck to anybody.
Well, I already got a buyer.
Yeah?
Okay, well.
Who's your buyer?
Danny, yeah. I would like to buy the truck from you.
The money.
Seriously?
That's half of what the shop has invested in this truck.
So this is half down.
That's half down.
On the truck. And I get the other half.
I want to continue to give you payments.
That's how it works,
until it is paid off.
That the deal you want to do?
Yes. Yes.
It's your truck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
We're not firing you.
I knew. Are you kidding me? You have a beautiful truck.
He's a happy boy. And a beautiful job.
I'm glad you finally came clean with me, man.
When I started this project, I did everything exactly the way I would do if this was my truck. I finally got to a point, I'm like, dude, this is my truck. I'm buying this thing. Thank God Danny was cool with this deal. Having to take this baby apart to do for somebody else, that would have just sucked.
I think it's gorgeous, man.
I love it.
Well, let's me and you go do a little drawing up some paperwork. And Rolly, why don't you clean that thing, man? There's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, right.
You want paperwork on it?
Yeah, I want paperwork. I'm not just letting you walk off.
So this ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I know, dude. See what these guys all came up with. Kevin and I are meeting the fellas my club vamp for our friendly little Counts Customs competition. You see, all the departments at the shop have been collecting junk in all of their areas and making something cool out of it. And we're going to auction these things off, and the proceeds are going to benefit a wonderful local charity right here in Las Vegas. Now, they were given free reign to create anything, so I got to admit, I'm a little curious and a little bit nervous to see what they came up with. Man, oh man, oh man. I love it, I love it, I love it. These builds are absolutely insane. I had no idea we had such cool and yet frighteningly scary, spooky-looking stuff laying around the shop. All right, guys, let's start down here. The fabrication department. So tell me about this, man.
This was a 1950 Chevy truck kit.
Really? And I take it the split keg is gas tanks?
Yes, they are. That actually came out of your refrigerator.
That came out of my fridge.
We drank it first, though.
All right. And onward to the paint department.
Yes, sir.
The best.
What's up, fellas? I see it's a table. It's a cocktail table, but what do you call it?
It's called the decapitate. It's decapitate. Damn it. Decapitate.
I love the name. So tell me, where did our parts come from? This table does look kind of familiar.
It's the one in the paint shop.
Okay, yeah. And what else we got here?
We got all kinds of engine parts.
Flywheel, rear end disc, okay. Fan.
And does this work?
Oh, yeah. Yes, plug it in, yes, plug sir. It in. We wanted something that was marketable. We can put it in the bar, and people can sit underneath it and drink their drinks, relax with a nice cool breeze in the summertime.
All right. What happens if you jump up and get excited and raise your hand?
Well, you get screwed and you get cut.
That's the decapitator.
That's the decapitator. To the mechanic department.
Best for last, buddy.
Good Lord, guys.
What is this thing?
Margarita mixer,
margarita
man.
Margarita maker.
Hoorah! Okay.
World's deadliest party machine.
Bucket spins, chop stuff up, you know?
Okay, let's go down a parts list here. Let's start with this small block Chevy here. Where did that come from?
Sitting out back. It's out of one of the old cars.
So the barrel spins and the blade stays still, and that's how everything gets chopped up.
Bro, it's got three speeds.
So this works.
Yeah!
It gets down.
Let me see this thing work. I gotta say, I'm impressed. Gentlemen, you guys all came out swinging on some really cool stuff, man. Great job. These things are so cool, and choosing a winner, man, that's gonna be a tough call that I'm glad I don't have to make. You see, while my band and I are gonna be rocking out on stage, we're holding a silent auction. Whichever item raises the most money, well, they not only win bonus from me, but they're gonna win eternal bragging rights at the shop. We've been having a silent auction all night. Top seller tonight goes to the mechanic department who built the insane margarita mixer. $3,100 went to the margarita mixer. Man, I am really proud of my guys. They put in a whole lot of work making some really cool items and some pretty twisted stuff. We cleaned up the shop, raised $3,100 for charity, and as for my guys, well, I got a whole new respect for them and a whole new reason to be scared of them. Big round of applause for everybody. You guys kick butt.